The Truth News Network. Fighting foes both foreign and domestic. Suffering fools, not at all. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
Dan Newman.
Well, the foes we're fighting today definitely are domestic, and we are fighting foes. A blockbuster story today. It's a fact. Democrats control mainstream media content. If you question our claims in the past that the mainstream media are the communications arm of the Democrat Party and nothing more, stop it. It was made abundantly clear that Democrats do control, on the most part, mainstream media. How so? Well, on our website, we posted a shot of the front page of the New York Times from Tuesday, August 5th. The front page first edition, top of the page headline, Trump urges unity versus racism. I was referring to his speech on the shootings in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio, the previous weekend. Well, note, that was the original headline that the Times published early on Tuesday. The headline again, Trump urges unity versus racism. A very presidential thing to say in light of those shootings. But it did not last long. A number of Democrats, several of which are 2020 presidential candidates, did not like the headline and lashed out at the paper on Twitter. Democrat presidential candidate and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said, "Hey, at New York Times, what happened to the truth is worth it? Not the truth, not worth it." Democrat presidential candidate Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey wrote, "Lives literally depend on your doing better, New York Times. Please do better." Democrat presidential candidate and former El Paso Congressman Robert Beto O'Rourke commented, one word, unbelievable. New York City Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, leader of the squad from New York, commented, "Let this front page serve as a reminder of how white supremacy is aided by and often relies upon the cowardice of mainstream institutions." And of course, the Times complied with their Democrat leaders. After the above Twitter assault, the new headline in the second edition that came out shortly after was changed to say this, "Assailing hate, but not guns." The first headline was "Trump urges unity versus racism," a very good and pretty much conservative presidential comment. The Times, after the assault, changed it to "Assailing hate, but not guns." Where's the beef? Remember that commercial? That's a great question here. The beef in this one is the meat of the matter, which is that Democrats control the mainstream media. This is a prime example. And it's no longer just an allegation. Truth News Net began making that point at least 2 years ago. Many laughed at what was then just our allegation. But this snafu and immediate correction by the Times proves that the premier leftist media outlet in the United States, the New York Times, is afraid of the Democrat Party. That could only happen if there was some type of at least benign control or coordination of the New York paper by someone at the DNC. This definitely confirms the suspicions of many. But more importantly, it reveals why so much of what Americans have seen and read in the New York Times, then the Washington Post, and many other print and internet sources for so long have seemed to not be news, but in many cases actually contrived and prepared talking points. Suspicions of conservatives grew as they daily watched the Democrat Party mantra play out almost verbatim, beginning on the East Coast, in New York, across the nation each day, through newspapers in large and small cities throughout the U.S. It has been orchestrated, and it certainly has been at least guided by someone or some group that has power. Power over mainstream media, print news outlets, and of course, the Democrat Party has something to do with it. But you know what? It's not just newspapers. Ever wonder why the big three network news divisions, plus CNN, MSNBC, and CNBC, seem to parrot the New York Times and the Washington Post assault on conservative politicians, conservative causes? and even everyday conservative voters, their doing so actually confirms the ties between the Democrat Party and the mainstream media. Now, we could play video clip after video clip, audio soundbite after soundbite, that prove this is not just a conspiracy theory. For once, this one's true. Now, we're not going to play a bunch, but how about the parrot, or coordinated use of the words concerned and propaganda by Democrat news hacks?
Which we all disdain, depending on what our description is of them. The concern, I think...
There's a concern.
The concerns resurfaced.
Is that concerning to you?
Isn't that concerning? Nicole, I share that concern greatly.
Mayor, should we be concerned?
Should be a little bit concerning, particularly when it echoes...
Concern. It's not journalism, it's propaganda.
To run a propaganda clip.
This isn't journalism, this is propaganda.
It's shoving propaganda down local anchors' throats.
Scripted propaganda and accusations.
Propaganda has to stop.
Propaganda.
Well, those were from MSNBC and CNN. You still don't believe somebody coordinates every day these anti-conservative news stories? Well, let's throw Adam Schiff's analysis of the Mueller report memo into the picture to start an alliteration of the seldom used term cherry-picked.
And what it ends up delivering is criticism of a single FISA application involving Carter Page and its renewals that cherry picks information that doesn't tell the reader the whole.
When you put together a very short memo that very selectively cherry picks information to make one's case.
The memo is said to be the product of a cherry picked intelligence.
We're not going to be cherry picking this.
To cherry pick this.
That offer a few cherry picked and misleading details.
What we have is a cherry picked a memo.
Facts that were put in the memo were cherry-picked. What was put out in the memo does, in fact, cherry-pick.
It was kind of cherry-picked.
Right. Cherry-picked information that we're looking at.
Just kind of cherry-picked certain details.
A few cherry-picked facts.
It okay. Really just cherry-picks.
A very selective cherry-picked reading of a very selective and cherry-picked memo, right?
It's a very cherry-picked memo, no?
It's clear, folks. Oh, it might be the Wizard of Oz that's standing behind the curtain and he's just pulling everybody's strings. I doubt it, though. Somebody is coordinating these news stories. There's no other explanation for the coordinated use of the words control, controlled, and propaganda. Those are not words that are used all the time, every day, in regular newscasts. It's amazing. But there's a whole lot more. Right after this, come back for our summary. We're going to round this thing up today, but more importantly, we're going to tell you exactly what's around the corner. Truth News Network has a blockbuster that we're going to bring to you tomorrow. It will blow your mind, and it will actually scare you to death about what's ahead in our 2020 election. Sit tight. Right after this at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Not just political, not just lifestyle, but always relevant.
Real truth, real news. TNN, the Truth News Network.
Morning face. You get it when you don't sleep well. This is what happened to Linda.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Ah, what is that thing?
It's me, Linda.
Oh, my God, it talks! Run!
No, it's me, Linda, from HR.
It looks hungry! Save the children! Save them! Stay back, I've got mace!
Ow, that went in my eyes!
Quit moving!
It's called beauty sleep for a reason. And there's never been a better time to get some.
Get 20% off IKEA Sultan mattresses. IKEA, love your home.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
You're standing against the tide of creeping insanity. One truth at a time. TNN,
the Truth News Network.
Wow, one truth at a time. You know, it is clear as can be that someone with at least the nation's largest newspapers and cable television networks that lean left or that or simply in the tank for the Democrat Party are taking story content and even stories themselves from the Democrat National Committee and shoving them down the throats of their quote-unquote intellectual readers, watchers, and listeners. Is it necessary to say that none of these stories are slanted toward the right? None of them are conservatives. They are very obviously all hard left, anti-conservative, and anti-Trump. And these stories, therefore, cannot even be considered news at all. Guess what they are? Fake news. Uh-oh. Now you'll say we've gone off the deep end here. Nope. What we do is follow the stories, dig until we get facts, sources. Honestly, these were pretty easy to ferret out and give to you. We went right to the sources, the news media themselves. That in itself is pretty scary. The ease of identifying what these major news sources are doing shows just how callous, caustic, and so political ideology-driven these people are. Think about it. For decades in America, newspapers were the friends of the common man. Those newspapers were charged with informing working people of the U.S. with the facts of all things important to citizens that were not readily available for consumption. Think about it. There were no televisions, no radio, certainly no internet. Americans relied on impartial, unbiased newspaper reporters to find out what things that were happening were really important to the people. Then, daily or weekly, put that information in some format and deliver it to Americans. True journalism was once a well-respected vocation. Many true journalists were revered by millions. As a matter of fact, in my early years, I was in journalism in college. I really wanted to head that way in my career. But what we have today are people who are nothing more than political pundits who each have a political perspective and ideology that is the foundation of their news reports. And, sadly, truth in reporting is no longer an intrinsic element of what we see and hear. Those political perspectives are all that matters. And their political perspective is all that matters to what they give to us. I'll close with this. Often we encourage you to read, watch, and listen to today's news outlets of your choice, but to never accept what you see and hear as fact. Make it your responsibility to fact-check them all. And by the way, when I use the term fact-check, that does not mean go to Snopes.com or PolitiFact.com to get your proof. These both and most other fact-checking sources are themselves operated by political hacks and organizations that are there to do one thing, disseminate facts that are actually propaganda and nothing more than fake news. I know it's really sad that we cannot do as our parents and grandparents did to get their news. I remember the days they just went to the street in the morning, grabbed the daily newspaper, went back to the kitchen table and read the truth while they were drinking their morning cup of coffee. That was a long time ago, way before Al Gore invented the internet, right? Let me cloud this picture a little bit more for you. Tomorrow, Truth News Network will present both sworn testimony and actual proof that the current cries for a government investigation of social media giants Facebook, Twitter, and Google are absolutely necessary. Why are they necessary? Tomorrow, the evidence we show you will prove that in the 2016 presidential election, vote tallies were actually fiddled with. Fiddled with is a South Louisiana term. It means something sinister happened with vote tallies, and doing so actually resulted in vote changes in the millions. And you won't believe who those vote changes were in favor of. You better make yourself a note not to miss tomorrow. It will be a story and a podcast. In fact, if you want to make sure you don't miss that story and podcast or any in the future, go to the homepage of the website, www.truthnewsnet.org. On the right bottom side, there's a place to enter your name and email address. Enter it there. We don't do any solicitation, no ads. We only contact you with an email when a new story or podcast is posted. That notification email will contain a link that, when you click on it, takes you right to the story or podcast every day. Well, I know you can't wait till tomorrow. And until then, you have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow here at truthnewsnet.org.
Not just political, not just lifestyle, but always relevant.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.